poll, majority no longer worried about contracting the Chinese coronavirus. By Hannah Blow on March 16, 2022. Most Americans are no longer worried about contracting the Chinese coronavirus. A survey from The Economist/YouGov released this week found. The survey asked respondents, taking into consideration both your risk of contracting it and the seriousness of the illness, how worried are you personally about experiencing COVID-19? A majority, 56%, indicated that they are generally not worried, and of those, 25% are not worried at all. On the other side, 44% expressed concern, but of those, just 15% identified themselves as very worried. Notably, those who are fully vaccinated are still more worried about experiencing the virus than those who are not, 50% compared to 31%. The survey was taken March 12 to 15, 2022, among 1,500 U.S. adult citizens and suggests Americans are beginning to leave the stress of the pandemic behind them. Over the last month, Democrat leaders have lifted the final restrictions in their states and cities, from mask mandates to vaccine passport requirements. But most Americans are suspicious of the timing and believe that politics, not science, is driving those decisions. Breitbart News detailed in 1in1/tip poll. While Americans remain divided on the pace of lifting restrictions, 29% said it is moving too slowly, 32% said it is progressing too rapidly, and 29% said it is happening at the right time. A majority, 65%, agree that politics, not science, is driving the decisions to lift restrictions. This sentiment is shared across the ideological spectrum by Democrats, 58%, Republicans, 75%, and Independents, 65%. Meanwhile, Dr. Anthony Fauci has refused to say that the country is done with the virus, particularly in terms of vaccinations. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla is also calling for a fourth jab, deeming it necessary. It is likely that we're not done with this when it comes to vaccines, Fauci told CNBC. The problem here and throughout the world is that the memory of what happened fades very quickly. I would hope that this completely catastrophic experience that we've had over the last 2+ years will make it so that we don't forget, and we do the kind of pandemic preparedness that is absolutely essential, he added. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, has introduced an amendment to remove Fauci as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID.